Primetime Roundup Podcast is back. I'm Walker from George Zone Walker and Macy alongside TV fan, expert, enthusiast. Let's see, how can I introduce you this week? I haven't thought of anything for you. You're not Sadiq's assistant anymore. We'll just call you Rick Hammond, also known as the Moose. A little bit of a twist at the end of The Walking Dead this week. What'd you think of that?
Good, yeah. Surprising. I guess spoiler alert time, but yeah.
Let's get more
out of that character.
Let's give the official spoiler alert if you haven't seen The Walking Dead from Sunday night. I mean, you should know this by now. We're going to break it down, but if you haven't seen it, there was something important that happened at the end, and that was the death of Sadiq. Now, I got to admit, I never saw this coming, and as a super fan of The Walking Dead, it's been a while since I feel like it's been a while since we've had like a big dramatic twist at the end of the episode. You find out that the guy, the doctor who's been working with Sadiq all this time, is actually a Whisperer, and he was there the night that the murders took place. I don't know what to call it other than the assault on our group. So what were you thinking there? I guess that means that this guy was responsible for all of the other things too, right?
Like what?
Like the water being poisoned. Uh-oh. And, you know, the mistake that was made with the hemlock and it was given to that prisoner by mistake. This guy was responsible for all that, right?
Oh, yeah, I think. Yeah, definitely. I didn't put much thought to that. I forgot about that. But, yeah, that was not that that guy would have ever talked. But, yeah, he had to kill him pretty quick, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sadiq blamed himself. He thought that he was having kind of a mental breakdown and he was just making all of these mistakes. But I guess it turns out they weren't mistakes at all. Yeah, it was a pretty surprising scene, I thought, when he showed up and he was trying to talk to him and, hey, I'm your friend, talk to me. And then next thing you know, he's got him in like a UFC-style chokehold.
I don't know. This guy's been off the entire time, so it kind of made sense. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. Because, you know, if you've been living with the Whisperers, they were saying this on Talking Dead, if you've been living with the Whisperers amongst the dead for years in the woods eating squirrel or whatever they're eating, and all of a sudden you're in this community, like, trying to act normal, your normal would be pretty off.
Right.
Like, you would be saying weird things, and you would come off strange, and he did. Like, he was this really strange kind of character, and Sadiq never really understood him at all. So it's kind of like an oh moment for me.
Oh, it was. I was genuinely surprised. And
surprised, but then, oh, not so surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you think about it? You're like, oh, I should have seen that.
It was sad to see our guy Sadiq go. I mean, we really had gotten to like him over the past couple of seasons. Am I remembering this right? Is he the reason that Carl died?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think Carl was helping him when he got bit, but
yeah, so it was because he was trying to help Sadiq and trying, oh, that's right, he was trying to bring him back to the community, and he knew that other people might have a problem with Carl bringing a stranger back, but he brought him anyway, and it was in his effort to become a better human and all that, and then he got bit.
Yeah.
It's all Sadiq's fault.
Right.
So, I mean, we started off kind of not being sure about this guy, but we really had gotten to like him over the past couple of seasons, right?
Well, yeah, and they've really kind of amped it up this season anyway, I guess. Again, is that the red flag? I mean, the character development.
Now he's got a baby.
A lot of focus on this character this year. Another reason we probably should have seen this coming. On The Walking Dead, if you get character development, you're probably on your way out.
Why do we not know their secrets by now?
Right.
Sometimes you can spot it, but no, I didn't with this one.
No.
I was wondering where they were going with this whole disease thing, and he kept having these weird, like, drugged out flashbacks, and I was like, what is going to be the
Why
end
are they
game?
Not all sick is my question. Are they not all drinking the water?
That is a good question. So we find out that, you know, something was wrong with the water. He figured it out before he died.
We saw Gamma cutting zombies up into it. That's what's wrong with the water.
Oh, okay.
The doctor guy didn't do it. He knows about it, apparently, it looks like. Yeah, that's what she's going down to the river every day and disemboweling zombies into the water supply.
This is all making a lot more sense now. Yeah.
So remember that? Yeah, that's what's wrong with the water.
They're all, like, working together, and he's on the inside. And okay, but now, I mean, what happens from here? Because we know that he killed Sadiq. I mean, the other people at Alexandria aren't just going to be, like, cool with that, right? I mean, Negan killed somebody, and they were ready to kill him. I mean, now, they obviously have other problems with Negan, but... but yeah, they're not going to let this guy stay or live, I wouldn't think.
Well, I don't know if they're going to know or what he's going to do to cover it up. He could just say Sadiq went on a trip and went to go look for something and never came back. Who knows?
It's been a good little half season so far. You got the mid-season finale coming up. What's up?
Well, I had one question though, because there's this whole thing over. What's the girl's name? I never can remember.
Lydia.
There's this whole thing over them knowing that Lydia's alive. Well, this guy knows.
Right.
He doesn't seem to care. Is he reporting back? Or is he actually Gamma? And this new Gamma is just kind of taking over while he's undercover? Because he doesn't seem to mind, or at least it's not showing it.
We have more.
I'm wondering if they're going to play all that out. That'll be interesting because he killed the guy, like you said. He killed the Whisperer before the Whisperer could find out that Lydia was alive or talk about anything, even though I don't think he was ever going to talk.
Yeah, another interesting plot point there at the end where Lydia, it's revealed that she's still alive. Ha ha. And so Alpha has been lying to this whole group this whole time, and how will she be seen now? Well, I don't know that they're going to care that much. I mean, none of these people seem to really question anything Alpha does. If she wants to lie to you, well, it's probably for your own good. I mean, like, I know Gamma was a little bit upset when she found out, but in the long run, I don't think they're going to – I mean, they're certainly not going to kick her out of power or overthrow her or something like that.
Well, that's definitely how it's been, but I do feel like that's actually part of what's going forward. I think that is part of it, partly because I think so, and partly because I've actually heard a little bit from upcoming episodes where I think that is where they're going, that they do start to doubt her. She's told them, you can't live behind walls. It won't work. This is the only way to make it. And they're starting to already see that that's not true.
Right.
So they all, I think the little dissension in the ranks is,
just convenient enough, enter Negan into the Whisperers group.
What he's up to.
I gotta say,
what he's up to. But it ain't, he ain't trying to walk around with a zombie mask for the rest of his life. Something's going on.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk last week, so we missed the whole episode where Negan was going around, and it was like a little buddy comedy with him and Beta, and they were just palling around, and there was like the fun music playing as they were like digging graves and killing pigs and just having a good old time. I mean, where did that come from?
And then again, in the comic, I've said this before, in the comic, he is on the side of Alexandria against the Whisperers.
Well,
but I don't know why. I don't know what he's up to now. He's been run out of town. I guess maybe he's trying to buy his way back.
Yeah,
by
I think so.
Getting some info. But who ever knows with Negan?
Well, I don't think he's interested in being Negan anymore. I mean, we saw that kid that tried to, you know, bring it back around. Was like, hey, we're Negan. I'm Negan. You're Negan. And he didn't seem to have any interest in that. I mean, he's going to wear the jacket, but he doesn't want to be that guy anymore.
No. He's up to something. I just don't know what it is.
Super interesting when he went and kneeled before Alpha, and he's like, what do you need me to do? I'll do it, and I'm here to help. And I think I did catch a little bit of the Talking Dead after that, and they were like, he's making a power play. He's trying to move in on her position. That's interesting that you think that she may be on the way out, and maybe he's on the way in.
Right, but leading this weird group of people that wear walker masks and traveling herds and eat squirrels and bugs. That ain't him.
It's probably not the life.
So he's up to something. He's up to something. I don't know what it is. It's probably layered. It'll probably be three different things before we find out what he's really up to. I don't think he has any interest in being the leader of the Whisperers, do you?
No, I don't, but I mean, no, I what I think is he's trying to work his way back into the good favor of the people at Alexandria. So he's trying to, sort of like your doctor friend is working on the inside there at Alexandria. Yeah. I think Negan's trying to work the inside there with the Whisperers. So it's not all going to come out in the wash this week. So maybe by the end of the season, we'll find out what's going on. All right, let's talk about This Is Us for a minute. I'm all caught up on that. And I guess the last episode was the Kevin and Nikki show. Nikki goes to his court date and he's all better. He's all fixed. I mean, it only took the guy 40 years, but he seems like he's got his life back on track. Good job, Kevin, right?
Yeah, something like that.
He comes in half a season and just fixes broken people. That's good.
Sure, and he's more broken than ever.
That's right. Yeah, I guess the fleeting romance with the officer did not work out. She seems to have gone back to her husband. And, when she left, Kevin is like, I'm going home for Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm going to go talk to my husband and my child. And they kind of separated, and it looked like they had their last moment there. And I'm like, why did they even bring her on this show? Like, she was only on like 4 episodes, and now she's done? Like, I was just starting to like her.
I think this was all about Kevin and showing us Kevin rock bottom, I guess. We've seen rock bottom from him about 5 times now, so it's...
Yeah.
A little like, what's the point? But I think this might be the real rock bottom. Like, they've done the drinking and they've done the this and they've done the that. But the bottom line is he's just self-destructive, period.
Well,
I don't think he's an alcoholic. I think he's just self-destructive.
It's about to get maybe a little worse when he brings Uncle Nicky home for Thanksgiving. I mean, I haven't seen the scenes for the next episode, but I'm guessing that doesn't go well.
Well, weren't they okay with him? Didn't they go see him? I mean, he kind of pushed them away, but
yeah.
I don't remember. There was something with Rebecca and him.
There was. It was that weird flash forward, I guess, at the end of last season where you see Rebecca.
Well, there was that, but no, I feel like I remember barely that she contacted him when they first got him in and didn't want him in their lives.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't remember the scene exactly, but she told him off. There was a scene. There's a flash forward where she's dying and he's at her bedside.
Yes.
So clearly they make up at some point, but we got years before that.
Yeah, speaking of Rebecca, they moved that plot line forward pretty quickly with the Alzheimer's or whatever it is. She's starting dementia. She's starting to show signs of that. She's losing her phone, and I think there's maybe a scene coming up in the next episode or two where she gets lost in a park or something. And I don't know. So that's kind of sad. But yeah, I guess they've already set us up for that. That's the weird thing about this show is you already know what's going to happen. You already know what did happen, but then you still want to find out what happened. I don't get it.
Right. Well, I mean, that was many years in the future. It just showed her sick and dying. I mean, at that point, she'd be in her 70s or 80s or whatever
right.
It is. So... I mean, I don't even know if these two things necessarily have to tie together, I guess. I mean, I'm not yet calling this the beginning of the end for Rebecca. I mean, that was many years in the future. Those were probably in their 30s. I'm thinking that's like 20 years away.
Yeah, and I guess the romance is still going strong with Deja, and it's his name Malik, and she wants to see her mom, and mom's coming for Thanksgiving dinner. So I'll ask again, surely this can't go well, right?
Right. Well, it's funny because my wife gave up on that show. I'm sorry. That's funny because my wife gave up on this show, and she always says it just got too much. It just got too dramatic. It's Days of Our Lives now, and... You know, I've argued with her for a while, but now I'm thinking, you're not wrong.
Oh,
I mean, I told her yesterday when she got home, I said, they don't get Rebecca Alzheimer's. Last week she was fine. This week she's wandering in the street. Yeah, it's getting a little soap opera, but that's okay. I mean, it was always dramatic. I just think that it's just throwing a lot at us now.
That was a good scene where Randall was kind of telling her what she needed to do. And he, you know, almost said as much as, well, you know, I've been taking care of you since I was a teenager. And she shut that down.
Yes, she did.
Slammed a door in his face. I liked that.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as there may be some truth to the fact that he has been caring for her all these years, she wasn't going to hear about that. I mean, she lost her husband. She raised three kids. We're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get back and check on the Pearsons again. I haven't caught up on Mr. Robot. I haven't caught up on American Horror Story, so I apologize for those. I did see the entire first season of Living with Yourself with Paul Rudd, and I know you've watched it now too. So would you agree with me this is a good show? Or
No, I definitely liked it. No, I thought it was really good. I like him a lot. I definitely, again, like you said, you haven't seen this show before.
Right.
Original, fresh. It was good. It was just, I think I told you where I saw it. It's very uneven, which makes it hard to recommend. Like, the first two episodes, I'm literally holding my gut in laughter.
Right.
And then I don't think I laughed for three episodes.
Yeah. Got a little dark.
It was, like, super dark and dramatic. And then it got, like, depressing and, like, started feeling sorry for the characters. Like, it's a little uneven in that way. So I don't know quite who to recommend it to.
Yeah, I said the same thing. Like, I certainly enjoyed it. I mean, we flew through it. We watched all the episodes in a few days, and they're short episodes, so you can do that. And as far as, you know, you haven't seen this show before, yeah, you haven't seen something where someone is cloned and their clone tries to take over their life. I don't know. Maybe you have. I haven't.
There's been movies and there's been things.
Yeah.
And that's kind of killed clone right now in theaters. It was like the comedy take, and that's, again, why I still am hesitant to recommend it, because the first couple episodes were like, it was like the comedy version, and it was hilarious, and then it got dark and weird.
Well, you get Paul Rudd
just
playing...
Like, I don't know, I talked to a girl, she didn't even laugh at the first two episodes, so, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just thought those guys that owned the massage parlor or the spa, I just thought they were hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I liked them,
they
too.
Were on camera, I was laughing.
Well, if you like quirky, weird comedy / dark dramas about cloning, then this is the show for you.
This is definitely the show. This is the show you've been waiting for.
I like that Paul Rudd plays two characters, though. I mean, he's great already, so you get, you know, double dose of that. And whoever plays his wife is really good in this too. She's a good
actress. Yes, she is.
Yeah, I don't know what I've maybe seen her from, but she's great.
Yeah, and the friend or the guy he works with, I think he's going to be a little more intricate in the second season.
Yeah.
He's from You're the Worst.
Oh, yeah, I like that show.
Yeah, he's really good.
All right, well, so we got that behind us, and ahead of us we've got two new movies out this weekend. Do you care anything? Let's play Do You Care? We haven't played that in a while. Frozen 2 is out this weekend. Do You Care?
I know my kid does, so I think we'll be seeing that pretty soon.
I asked my daughter the same question. I was like, because, you know, we saw Frozen in the theater because she was like, you know, at that age where that was the movie and she wanted to see it, and we saw it opening weekend and all that. A few years have passed now, and I was like, do you care about Frozen 2? And she's like, nah, maybe. So it's not the same magic, but she certainly, I think, will end up at the theater at some point, but maybe not opening weekend this time.
Mine's a few years older than yours, and she, for some reason, has held on to, like, the princess movie.
Yeah.
She doesn't do all the Disney movies anymore. Like, I said that before. What's the point of having a kid if you are still going to see Lion King in the theater by yourself? That's
right.
Embarrassing.
Right.
Like, a kid, so I don't have to do this anymore.
That's right.
She didn't want to see Lion King at all, but she does want to see Frozen 2 pretty good. So.
What about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood with Tom Hanks? Do you care?
Yeah, I care. That looks really good.
It does.
I think that'll be good.
I mean, as much buzz as there is around this movie, I'm guessing you're going to start hearing conversations about Oscars or something at some point. I mean, people really love
looks
Tom
like
Hanks'
it.
Performance here. That one will probably be a little higher on my list. Now, I still haven't seen The Joker, so I got a lot of work to do at the theater. If I ever get back to the movie theater, I just need to go for like a triple header or something.
All day at the movie.
There you go. I can do it.
There you go.
Give me enough popcorn. I got it. I wanted to throw this at you before we go, and this is a list I found last week. Talked about it on the morning show a little bit, but I want to get your take on this. The top TV shows of the decade. So we're going all the way back to 2010. Let's see. I'll give you the top 10. Would you like to start at number 10 and work your way up?
Sure.
All right. Number 10, they say, is Fleabag, which I know you haven't seen yet. It's a quirky British comedy on Amazon. It's really good. I think you would like it. So the fact that it's on this list might make you want to see it even more. top shows of the decade.
I have a feeling this is going to be a lot of Amazon.
Not as much as you think. Top 10 shows of the decade. Number 9 is 30 Rock. There you go, Rick.
Okay.
Number 8 is Bob's Burgers.
Oh, really? Nice. My daughter will appreciate that.
Number 7 is a weird HBO show called The Leftovers. Did you ever see that?
Never did watch that. I don't even think it lasted that long. I always hear it on lists of everybody's. I don't think it was on long enough for me to go, okay, I've got to check this out. Everybody loves it. Like, I think it was only on for like 2 years.
Yeah, they've got it as 2014 until 2017.
Okay, 2 or 3 seasons then.
Yeah, I watched the first 2 seasons, and it was okay. I wasn't totally turned off by it, but I certainly wouldn't put it at number 7 on the best shows of the decade. But it seems like a lot of people liked that show more than I did, so who am I to argue? Number 6 on this list is The Good Place. Are you still watching The Good Place?
I am. I'm way behind, but I'm still watching. I'm on Netflix. I've got the new season recording, and I think I'm almost done with season 2, so I'm a little behind.
Yeah. Well, this is season 4 now, and this is their last season, and they've brought in some new characters, and so it's fun. They're keeping it fresh. I like it. That show I always just thought was really smart. Number 5 is The Americans. There you go. That's one of your favorites, right?
There you go. Yep, that definitely should be on there.
Number 4, Parks and Recreation, which is just one of the funniest shows ever. Ron Swanson, you know.
I feel like that was before the 2010s.
They have it as, they have it as 2009 through 2015. So if it decade, yeah.
I feel like that's been off the air for like 6 or 7 years.
Not quite yet. Number 3, best shows of the decade, you've got Atlanta, 2016 to present, which I still have not seen one episode of. I feel dumb for not having watched that show.
I don't know where season 3 is.
Number 2 is Mad Men, and nice. You can probably guess what number 1 is.
Well, based on Mad Men, I'd say Breaking Bad, but I still feel like that's before the 2010s.
Breaking Bad is number 1. 2008 okay. Until 2013, Breaking Bad was on the air.
All right.
You may have noticed that Game of Thrones did not find its way into the top 10.
That's interesting.
They have it way down at number 30, and basically the only reason is they just trashed the last season and how bad it was. So
did they watch the last season of Mad Men? I will say, because I love Mad Men, and I'd put it on that list right where it is. I think that's fine, but not every season was out of the park.
Right.
I think it was season 3 or 4 that was way worse than the last season of Game of Thrones. But I wasn't one of the people that thought it was bad, so that's weird.
Good list, and it just makes me, again, want to go back and watch Breaking Bad, like, from start to finish. Because after watching El Camino, I definitely had that inclination. Like, okay, I haven't seen this show in at least 5 years. I want to go watch it again.
Well, yeah, watching the recap, I was like, wow, what?
Right.
Walking Dead?
Walking Dead did not appear in the top 25. I'll have to look to see where they had it ranked, but lower than it should be. I mean, I don't know if it's top 10. It could be top 10, and in my list, it probably
it is for me, for sure.
Definitely top
20. Better than
20.
The Leftovers.
I would have it ranked higher than The Leftovers. All right, we got to run, man. I guess we got a couple minutes, so I'll ask you real quick. Georgia versus Texas A&M. Who you got?
Georgia.
Are we convinced that Georgia's back after beating Auburn?
They're back, but I think this might be getting close to the end of the road. I don't think LSU has a defense. But they definitely have an offense. We have a good defense. I think that'll be a good game, but I'll make that prediction later. But I don't know if we go any further than LSU.
He's already looking ahead to LSU. He's just skipped over A&M and Tech.
Well, even if we lose to A&M, we still play LSU. So.
Yeah, but there'll be a lot less on the line if we lose to A&M.
That's true.
I got the dogs. I think Georgia has turned a corner defensively. The offense is what it is. It's just not spectacular, and it's just not going to be. If it's not by now, then it ain't going to be. We probably could have seen that coming in week 1 in Nashville when they only scored 30 against Vandy. It's just not a high-powered offense this year, but the defense is good enough to win you every game. So I like the dogs this weekend.
What they can hold LSU to, when we get there, I think is going to be the major question. Right. Under 20, we've got a chance, and I think we can. I don't think they're. I think their offense has not played any great defenses.
Yeah.
And I think we are gelling about now. Like you said, our defense is pretty great.
There you go. Bold prediction. Georgia over LSU.
Did I say that? Wait. Hold on.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you run on that note. You got softball. What you got this weekend?
No, softball is off for a couple months. Nothing really.
Just a lot of football.
Playing. We went to football and get ready. We're hosting Thanksgiving this year, so decorating and arranging and shopping and
cooking a turkey.
No, I'm not cooking a turkey. They don't let me handle that sort of thing. They just make me move stuff around.
I was going to say, man, leave that stuff to the pros. All right, Rick, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man.